More Supreme Court decisions due today. Will abortion be one of them? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Today is the next to the last day the High Court is scheduled to issue opinions before taking its summer recess, meaning either today or day after tomorrow, the High Court will issue its opinion in Mississippi's restrictive abortion law.
Pro-abortion activists are planning to return to the steps of the Supreme Court. They're vowing to wage a disruptive resistance in the hopes of stopping the High Court from overturning Roe v. Wade. Republicans continue to denounce these type of protests as illegal attempts to intimidate the court and are slamming the Department of Justice for not taking any action. This, as a new report shows, churches and pro-life centers being targeted with violence in over 40 instances since a leaked draft opinion showed the court should roll back Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Jackie Abanya's President Biden suggesting Monday that high gasoline prices are an opportunity to make a fundamental turn to clean energy. But at the same time, he's considering a step that could lower gas prices by more than 18 cents a gallon, temporarily pausing the federal tax on gasoline, telling reporters at Rehoboth Beach, Delaware yesterday.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
The state gas tax in California will not be paused. In fact, it's going up in 10 days.
That's because state lawmakers rejected Governor Newsom's proposal for a gas tax holiday. And under a 2017 state law, the tax automatically goes up each year. The current gas tax, also the highest in the country, is set to increase by 5.6%, which means drivers will pay a staggering tax of 53.9 cents a gallon.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, AAA, reports the national average price of gas has dropped 1.3 cents from this time yesterday, now just under $4.97 a gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Another public session of the House January 6th Committee is scheduled today. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, among those expected to testify. It's back to the polls in three states today that held primaries last month. Georgia, Arkansas, and Alabama holding runoff elections today. Political observers will be watching the congressional primaries in Virginia for more signs of a possible red wave this November. New information in last month's Texas school shooting raising new questions about the police response.
Previously, officials said law enforcement is waiting for tactical gear before taking out the Robb Elementary School shooter. However, documents reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman indicate multiple officers were inside the school armed with rifles and a ballistic shield, but they didn't breach a classroom door and take down the gunman for nearly an hour. As the firepower arrived at the scene, some officers were questioning the plan. A special agent from the Texas Department of Safety arrived about 20 minutes after the shooting started and was told it was unclear if there were any children in the classrooms. 19 children and two adults were killed. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Tens of thousands of rail workers have walked off their jobs in Britain. It's the country's biggest rail strike in 30 years. Only minutes from now, summer officially begins.
You'll have longer to enjoy the daylight today than any other day of the year. It's the summer solstice, marking the longest period of daylight and the shortest nighttime of 2022 for those in the Northern Hemisphere. The summer solstice date is not the same every year because it's not based on a specific calendar or time. At the solstice, the angle between the sun's rays and the plane of the Earth's equator appears to stand still. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the summer solstice depends on when the sun reaches the northernmost point from the equator and can fall anywhere between June 20th and 22nd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.